So noticing the attitude of your observer. So we start, as always, with forming the intention to be mindful and then clarifying our motivation as to why we are practicing. So finding our own form of words for expressing our motivation. And then we start by briefly going through the phases of settling, grounding, resting, and either breath or sound support as a basis for this practice. So perhaps taking a few slightly deeper breaths, counting three or four to the in-breath, similar count to the out-breath. So in this way, bringing our attention more fully into the body. And then perhaps for a few breaths, focusing a little more on the out breath. Noticing how the body releases breath and relaxes, and seeing if the mind can learn from the body. Mind releases involvement with thinking and begins to settle. And then becoming aware of the contact and pressure as your body rests on the chair or cushion. And then simply tuning into sensations that might be present for you in your body now. Maybe an ache or a pain or a feeling of contraction somewhere in the body. So noticing how awareness of sensation holds the mind present. And how the grounding gives a sense of stability. So in this exercise, we're going through the stages quite quickly. And then becoming aware of the body resting on the ground and how the mind rests in the body. Mind resting in the body, body resting on the ground. So touching on the sense of just simply being, without needing to do anything. And then when the mind drifts into thinking, we work with the support. And we all work with breathing. So whenever the thoughts carry us away, noticing this, gently bringing our attention to the breathing. And also back to the sense of grounding and resting. So with this as a basis, we then relax our attention on the breathing. So having a very light focus on the breath, being careful not to obstruct any thoughts or feelings or sensations, but in fact developing an interest in what is arising in the mind. So there's a sense that our attention is lightly with the breathing, but at the same time we are becoming aware of whatever thoughts, images, dreams, stories might be playing out in the mind. So we refer to this as the undercurrent, this constant stream of the arising of thoughts, images, storylines. So our attention is with the breathing, and there's still a sense of grounding in the body, but at the same time, out of the corner of our eye, as it were, we are aware of the flow of the undercurrent. And then every now and again, see if you can shift your focus to whatever's occurring, making the thought or a storyline that's appearing in the mind the actual focus of the mindfulness. Maybe for 20 or 30 seconds, and then bringing our attention back to the breathing. And if you find yourself getting caught up in this thought or storyline, then come back to the breath and back to the sense of grounding in the body. So there's a sense of lightness and play that we are with the support, but we're allowing the undercurrent, thoughts, images, storylines to appear as they do. Every now and again we focus on what appears, but when it sucks us in, bringing our attention back to the breathing. So in this way, we get a sense of what it's like to observe the undercurrent as it flows. And now moving into noticing the observer. See if you can detect what your attitude is to what arises in the mind. So do you like what's coming up, what you've seen? So this attitude can take various forms. Either there can be a sense of, oh, I'm not doing this right, I can't do this practice. That's an attitude. Or there may be a sense of, I don't like these storylines, these thoughts that are happening. That's also an attitude. Or maybe there's a sense of, I wish something else was going on. I wish I was having different thoughts. Or I wish I could observe the undercurrent without getting sucked in. That's a preference. So seeing if you can just notice these attitudes and preferences, almost in a slightly humorous or playful way. Ah, that's an attitude. That's a preference. So the practice is simple. We work with a support like breathing, have a light touch on the support, being curious of what's arising in the mind. And then just noticing what our attitude is to what's going on. Or if we have a preference for things to be different to now. Just seeing if you can notice this without making a big deal of it. And then noticing perhaps if there's an expectation that this whole exercise should be going differently. I should be able to see the undercurrent and I can't. I should be able to see the attitude of the observer and I can't see it. So noticing if there's perhaps an expectation in the mind that things should go a certain way. And again, just simply noticing this quite playfully. Then always coming back to the basis of the practice, which is the sense of grounding, mind resting in the body, body resting on the ground, and with the grounding, the resting. and the sense of the attention resting lightly on the breathing as a support. So always coming back to this as the basis, but maintaining the sense of curiosity about what's popping up in the mind. The flow of thoughts, images, storylines, what we call the undercurrent. It just happens by itself. And then noticing any attitudes, any preferences, any expectations, or any assumptions that things should be happening differently. And then as we near the end of this little practice, just coming back to resting, to just simply being here without trying to do anything, without even trying to meditate. And then as a way of sealing our practice, by way of conclusion, dedicating our practice to the awakening of mindfulness and insight within ourselves and within those other people we connected to in our lives. So extending the practice beyond just ourselves to others too. And then once we move out of the phase of practice, it might be useful with this exercise to, in your journal, write down first what arose in the undercurrent, what thoughts, images, storylines arose, and then also write down what your attitude was, what your preference might have been, what your expectations might have been to what arose. So this facilitates the process of insight by actually recording or writing down afterwards what arose in the undercurrent, what arose in the observer.